From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A surge in foreclosures has seen lenders seizing more homes over the summer than in any three-month period since the housing crisis began back in 2006. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, tell us more about these latest numbers.
Craig, I've spoken with Rick Sharga of RealtyTrack. That's a company that monitors the foreclosed property market. He says the higher number of repossessions shows that the overall situation is not improving.
September set a new record. Over 102,000 homes were repossessed. And that's the first time since we began our report in January of 2005 that we've ever seen over 100,000 repossessions in a single month.
So, Paul, where are the biggest foreclosure problems right now?
Okay, they're in California, Nevada, Arizona, and Florida. And Sharga tells me that they were probably microcosms of everything that's gone wrong in the housing boom that has since led to the foreclosure crisis. Here he is on that.
The markets were overbuilt with the wrong types of properties. South Florida is awash with vacant condos right now. Home prices escalated beyond all reason, and then people who really couldn't afford homes priced that high were put into those properties with what turned out to be very toxic loan products.
So do these figures take into account the recent foreclosure freezes announced by some major banks over record-keeping problems?
No, they don't. I asked Sharga, and he says the number of mortgages in trouble probably exceeds what's visible now. He also says banks are keeping some homes out of foreclosure to try to prevent an even bigger market glut and even lower home prices.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. All 33 of the miners in Chile have now been rescued.
Each time I had the chance to hug the miners, they were so happy because they were experiencing a kind of rebirth.
That's Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, talking about his embraces of each of the miners as they were brought to the surface. Doctors say the men appear to be in surprisingly good physical health. Some of the miners may even be allowed to leave the hospital where they were taken later today. Survivors of the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas, are telling a military court the stories of their ordeal. The accused shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, sitting just a few feet away from them. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports the hearings are to determine if there's sufficient evidence against Hassan to move to a court-martial.
One after another took the stand and described what one witness called the worst horror movie ever, bodies on the floor, and a remorseless killer who fired his laser-guided pistol so quickly the witness's hands pounded out the rhythm of the gunfire on the witness stand as if they were rock and roll drummers. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
This is NPR News from Washington. In Pakistan, police say they have thwarted a plot to kill the country's prime minister, foreign minister, and other senior officials. Investigators say they learned of the plot while interrogating seven suspected militants arrested yesterday. They were detained after a shootout with police in a village in central Pakistan. Widespread strikes by public sector workers in France, including refinery employees, are into their third day now, and Anita Elash reports the country is facing the threat of fuel shortages.
Strikes by refinery workers have shut down about 70% of the country's oil refining capacity. The workers have voted to stay off the job indefinitely. If they do, the Oil Industry Association says some areas of France will be short of fuel by early next week. There have already been reports of panic buying and long lines at gas stations in some regions. President Nicolas Sarkozy is playing down the threat of shortages, saying France has plenty of reserve oil supplies, but analysts say the refinery strike could pressure the government to offer concessions in its plans to reduce pension benefits. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Hurricane Paula is lashing Cuba with heavy rains and gusty winds. Jack Bevin, a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center, says Paula currently has top sustained winds of about 75 miles an hour.
Paula is running into a more unfavorable environment, stronger upper level winds and drier air, and we expect the system to weaken.
That's good news for areas of Cuba that have still not completely rebounded from a series of devastating storms back in 2008. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.